Imagine hitting send on a $10,000 invoice.
Right, a huge milestone.
Yeah, you've just wrapped up this massive, grueling project. And, you log into the cloud billing software you've used for years, you generate the PDF, and send it off.
Best feeling in the world.
Exactly. But then the next day, you log back in and get a notification. Your proprietary cloud platform just like restructured their pricing tiers.
Oh, I've seen this happen so many
Right.
times.
Your account is suddenly locked until you upgrade to some massive enterprise plan. And literally overnight, they are holding your client data, your payment histories, and your own invoices hostage.
It's terrifying.
It is a freelancer's worst nightmare.
But I mean, it happens every single day when you rely on these massive, expensive office tools from vendors like Microsoft, Google, or, other giant tech suites.
It's a profound vulnerability, really. And it goes beyond just the sudden financial cost of those licensing fees just spiraling out of control.
Oh, for sure. When you look at financial records or client lists and audit trails, you're dealing with incredibly strict legal, regulatory, and compliance requirements.
Right, you can't just leave that stuff anywhere.
Exactly. By hosting that data on a proprietary cloud vendor's servers, you are completely surrendering your data sovereignty.
Which is a huge deal.
Huge! You no longer have absolute control over where your sensitive financial information lives, or, who might be scanning it for their own purposes, like training their AI models.
Which is exactly why we need to talk about SafeServer, who is the supporter of today's deep dive.
Yeah, a very timely supporter.
Completely. SafeServer is entirely focused on giving organizations a way out of that exact trap. They basically specialize in helping businesses replace those costly proprietary services with incredibly powerful open source solutions.
And they handle all the heavy lifting,
Yeah,
right?
all of it. Finding the right tools, consulting on the implementation, and crucially, running them securely on servers located right here in the EU.
Which solves the data sovereignty issue immediately.
Exactly. They are basically in the business of handing you back the keys to your own data. And you can explore what they do at safeserver.de.
Moving from being a tenant in a tech giant's ecosystem to an actual owner of your own digital infrastructure, it's a massive shift.
It really is.
But it requires the right tools to make that transition viable, especially for a small business or an independent professional.
Right, which brings us perfectly to the specific software we are exploring today. It's an open source, self-hostable invoicing platform called Ratoon.
Ratoon.
Yeah, Ratoon. And look, if you are a beginner, the idea of running your own billing software probably sounds incredibly intimidating.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like you need to be a systems admin.
Right. So our goal today is to demystify this tool, give you an easy entry point to figure out how it works behind the scenes, and see why building your own secure financial vault might be the smartest move you can make.
Because taking control of your billing is, frankly, often the first and most impactful step in reclaiming your digital independence.
Because it's the money.
It's the money. The financial data is the lifeblood of any operation.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Let's look at the name and the branding first, because it tells you a lot about the mindset of the developers here.
It's very unique branding.
It is. So, Raccoon is a mashup. It takes the Bosnian word rashun, which translates literally to invoice, and slams it together with the English word raccoon.
Right.
And they've centered the entire software around this clever, ever-curious raccoon mascot. But I have to be honest here.
Oh, boy.
As a freelancer, trying to present a professional image, my first reaction is a raccoon. I mean, they are notorious for digging through trash at 2 in the morning. Is dumpster diving really the vibe we want for our professional finances?
Okay, I get that. The mascot might seem a bit counterintuitive at first glance.
Just a bit.
But what's fascinating here is that the developers are leaning into a very different aspect of the animal. They aren't highlighting the trash,
Yeah.
they are highlighting the undeniable resourcefulness of a raccoon.
Okay.
If you've ever watched a raccoon figure out how to bypass the latches on a locked cooler at a campsite,
Oh, yeah, they're little engineers.
exactly. They are relentless problem solvers. They analyze the mechanism and find a way in. And when you are a freelancer dealing with a chaotic client list,
Or tracking down payments.
right, trying to
Yeah.
track down a pending net 30 payment that is like 3 weeks overdue, you need that exact kind of clever resourcefulness.
Oh, I see. So it's an intentional psychological pivot because invoicing is usually this like dry, tedious, high-stress task where you're constantly chasing money.
Yeah, nobody likes doing it.
Right. So the mascot is there to kind of soften the friction.
Precisely. It signals to the user that this tool isn't some bloated corporate monolith meant for, you know, Fortune 500 accounting departments.
It's not SAP.
Exactly. It's designed to feel smart, quick, and approachable for an individual who just wants to get paid without fighting their own software.
I love that. A clever philosophy is great, though, but a cute mascot doesn't actually collect the cash.
No, it does not.
So let's look at how this resourcefulness translates into the actual daily grind of billing. Browsing through their GitHub repository, the core promise is speed.
Speed is everything.
Right. Managing invoices, generating offers and quotations in seconds, alongside a searchable client management system. But, I mean, to play devil's advocate, any basic Excel spreadsheet can store client names.
Oh, sure. But where Raccoon really distances itself from a simple spreadsheet is in its global and professional feature set.
Okay, how so?
Well, the repository specifically highlights its multi-currency and tax support.
Oh, that is big.
It's huge. Because the reality of modern independent work is that you are rarely just billing the business down the street anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, a web developer might be coding for a startup in Berlin, consulting for an agency in Toronto, and then designing assets for a client in Tokyo.
Right.
Managing all those different tax jurisdictions and currency conversions manually in a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That is a recipe for a massive audit nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Just the exchange rates alone would drive me crazy. But managing the math is one thing. Looking legitimate is another.
Very true.
Because I've used off-the-shelf software before where you hit export and the invoice looks like it came from, like, a 1995 template factory.
Oh, with the terrible pixelated logos?
Yes.
Oh.
It immediately undercuts your brand. But Raccoon uses something called Nunjux templates for custom branding.
Yeah, Nunjux is a brilliant addition here.
What actually is it?
Think of Nunjux as an incredibly smart form letter. Instead of being locked into a rigid PDF layout dictated by the software, Nunjux allows you to design a beautiful, fully custom layout that perfectly matches your specific brand identity.
Okay, so I actually designed it myself.
Exactly. You put these little digital placeholder tags in the document. So one for the client's name, one for the total price, one for the itemized list.
Oh, got it. So when I hit the export button, the engine instantly grabs the live data from my database and just injects it perfectly into those placeholders.
In milliseconds. Yeah. The client receives a document that looks like it was meticulously hand-designed in Adobe Illustrator, but it required zero extra effort from you.
And that's so important.
It really is. Presenting a highly professional branded invoice is, like, half the battle in ensuring clients take your payment terms seriously.
See, so what does this all mean? That really makes the Dashboard Insights feature click into place for me.
How so?
Well, I've been that freelancer scraping by with a trusty Excel spreadsheet for years.
Yeah.
And I used to think, you know, why do I need a fancy dashboard when I can just look at my raw numbers?
A lot of beginners think that.
All right. But the dashboard isn't just displaying data, it's synthesizing it.
Exactly. It is the critical difference between raw data and actionable intelligence.
Actionable intelligence, I like that.
Yeah. A spreadsheet requires you to do all the mental heavy lifting. You have to run the formulas, compare the columns, and try to figure out who owes you what on a Tuesday morning when you're already stressed about a deadline.
And probably under-caffeinated.
Exactly. A dashboard removes that cognitive load. It gives you a clear, instant picture. It says, look, this specific client is overdue by $500, and your monthly revenue is up 20%.
So it tells you exactly what requires your immediate attention.
Right.
Okay, but seeing that clean, instant snapshot is great. Yeah. But as a beginner, as a non-technical user, my immediate fear is that setting up a dashboard that's smart requires, like, a degree in computer science.
That's a very common fear.
So what is actually doing the heavy lifting behind the screen? Let's pop the hood on the text.
Okay, let's do it. The architecture they've chosen is very modern and robust. It's really designed to separate the different jobs of the software efficiently.
Right, because I'm looking at the list from the repository here.
Okay.
It says it uses Nuxt.js for the front end.
Yep.
It uses Adonis.js for the back end.
Yeah.
It relies on PostgreSQL for the database. And it uses something called Gutenberg for the PDF engine.
All Xing tools.
Well, hold on. You just listed four different programming frameworks. As a graphic designer or a consultant, my eyes just glazed over.
That's completely understandable.
Like, how is this an easy entry point? Do I need to learn TypeScript just to send a basic invoice?
No, not at all. You don't need to write a single line of code. And you honestly don't even need to fully understand how these frameworks communicate with each other to use it.
Okay, phew.
But understanding the high-level architecture gives you confidence in the security of your system.
Right. I need an analogy here, though. I understand the general concept of a front-end and a back-end, but how do these four specific pieces actually fit together?
Okay, let's look at it like a highly specialized automated factory.
A factory, okay.
The front-end, which is Nuxt.js, largely written in TypeScript and Vue, making up over 95% of the Raccoon code base, by the way.
Oh, wow, 95%.
Yeah, it's huge. But think of that front-end as the front office and the control panels. It is the beautifully designed interface you actually click on.
Okay, the front office, where I sit.
Exactly. Now, the back-end, Adonis.js, is the factory floor manager. It takes your clicks from the front office and executes the complex logic. It calculates the global taxes, it applies the discounts, and organizes the workflows.
So Adonis.js is the brain doing the math. What about PostgreSQL?
PostgreSQL is the indestructible, fireproof vault in the basement.
Ah, the vault.
Right. It safely stores every client detail, every payment record, and every past invoice. And the manager, Adonis.js, is the only one allowed to go down to the vault to retrieve or deposit information.
Okay, that leaves Gutenberg.
Gutenberg is simply the heavy-duty printing press sitting in the shipping department.
Okay.
When the manager has all the numbers from the vault and the layout from the front office, it hands everything to Gutenberg, which just stamps out that flawless, Nunjux templated PDF for the client.
Okay, that makes complete sense. I love the factory analogy.
It helps to visualize it, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
But understanding the factory doesn't mean I know how to actually build it. I mean, sourcing the control panels, hiring the manager, pouring the concrete for the vault, compiling all of those separate technologies sounds like an absolute dependency hell nightmare.
Oh, it used to be.
How do I actually get this running on a server without it just immediately crashing?
Before modern deployment tools, it absolutely was a nightmare. You would have to, you know, manually install the exact right version of Node.js for the backend,
right,
configure the operating system to support the database, and just pray that none of the software conflicted with anything else running on that machine.
Which it always did.
Always. And that is why Raccoon's most critical feature for beginners is that it is Docker ready.
Yes. Okay, I hear the term Docker thrown around constantly in self-hosting circles. What is it, really?
Think of Docker like buying a fully sealed, high-tech fish tank.
A fish tank, okay.
Right. The fish inside, in this case, are front-end, back-end, database, and PDF engine. They require a very specific environment to survive.
Right, they're picky.
Exactly. They need exact water temperatures, specific pH levels, and the right filtration. In the old days, you basically had to try and transform your entire house to meet the needs of the fish.
Which is why software used to break if you installed it on a Mac versus a Windows machine or an older server.
Precisely. With Docker, the software developers build the perfect fish tank in their lab, seal it up, and ship it to you.
Oh, that's clever.
The internal environment of that tank is perfectly controlled and completely isolated. It doesn't matter if you put that fish tank in a mansion, an apartment, or an EU-based server.
The conditions inside the tank never change.
Exactly. To run Raccoon, you don't build the software from scratch. You just download the Docker container, give it some basic instructions, and turn it on.
Wow, okay. But speaking of those instructions, one of them mentioned in the documentation is providing an app key of a minimum of 32 characters.
Yes. The app key.
Yeah. And look, as someone who forgets my Netflix password on a monthly basis, the idea of managing a master encryption key terrifies me.
Totally understandable.
What is this app key doing? And like, what happens if I lose it? Am I permanently locked out of my own financial vault?
That is a very common, very rational fear for anyone jumping into self-hosting. So the app key is a cryptographic string used by the Adonis.js backend.
Okay.
It uses this key to securely sign session cookies, which is what keeps you logged in, and to encrypt sensitive data before it gets stored in the PostgreSQL vault.
So it's basically scrambling the data so that even if someone hacked the vault, they couldn't read the files without the key.
Correct. Now, if you simply lose the key, meaning you forget what it is, but it's still sitting safely inside your server configuration running the software, your software keeps working fine.
Okay, good.
But if your server crashes and you have to rebuild it from scratch and you cannot remember that specific 32-character key to input into the new setup,
then what?
Then you have a problem. Any passwords or specific fields that were encrypted by that key will become completely unreadable.
Oh, wow. So my data's gone.
Well, you won't lose your entire database. Things like basic client names might still be intact, but you will break the security mechanisms and invalidate all active sessions.
So the takeaway there is to treat that 32-character key literally like the deed to your house.
Absolutely.
Put it in a secure password manager immediately. Don't just save it in a random text file on your desktop.
No, please do not do that. A reliable password manager is an absolute prerequisite for self-hosting. You are taking on the responsibility of the security guard.
Right. And knowing that the Docker container makes it easy to deploy and the app key keeps it secure really leads to the ultimate question of trust.
Always comes down to trust.
It does. If I trust this open source shipping container with my livelihood, how do I know the code itself isn't full of bugs?
That's a fair question.
Because with a proprietary tool, I am trusting a massive corporate QA team. With open source, I'm basically trusting strangers on the internet.
Well, the dynamic of trust shifts entirely. You aren't trusting a corporate entity, no. You are trusting the transparency of the code and the vigilance of the community.
Okay, so looking at the community stats from Rachun's repository, it has 926 stars and 71 forks on GitHub.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, for a niche invoicing tool, nearing 1,000 stars is a massive signal.
Definitely.
Because in the developer world, stars are basically bookmarks or endorsements, right? Mm-hmm. It shows a highly active community of developers who have looked at this project, inspected the code, and validated its utility.
Yes, the popularity is incredibly reassuring, but if we connect this to the bigger picture, the actual reliability comes from the rigorous CI/CD pipeline the developers maintain.
Wait, CI/CD pipeline, what is that?
It stands for continuous integration and continuous deployment. Furthermore, they use a robust testing framework called JAPA specifically for the backend logic.
Okay.
They don't just write new code and hope it calculates the taxes correctly. They have unit tests verifying the data models and integration tests checking the API endpoints automatically.
So the CI/CD pipeline is basically having a robotic automated health inspector stationed permanently inside our factory.
That is exactly what it is.
So every single time a developer tries to add a new feature or tweak a calculation, this inspector grabs the code, runs hundreds of simulated invoice creations, and checks for any errors before that code is ever allowed into the public version of the software.
And that automated inspector is ruthless.
Oh, I bet.
It runs linting, which is essentially a strict spell check for code formatting, ensuring everything is written cleanly and securely.
Nice.
It even spins up temporary test databases in Postgres just to verify that a new code change won't accidentally corrupt the vault.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if a single decimal point is off in a tax calculation during the simulation, the code change is entirely rejected.
See, this level of automated quality control is exactly why a beginner can feel safe transitioning to an open source tool like this.
Absolutely.
Because the code is completely public, anyone can inspect it. But even without humans looking at it, the automated health inspector runs regardless. It is arguably subjected to more scrutiny than a lot of closed source corporate software where, you know, the bugs are just hidden behind closed doors until they cause a massive outage.
Exactly. You receive the dual benefits of community oversight and automated engineering rigor. It really democratizes enterprise level stability.
Which brings this entire journey full circle. By making the deliberate choice to switch to self-hosted, open-source solutions like Rachun, freelancers, small businesses, and associations gain incredible leverage.
Real power.
Yeah. You immediately stop hemorrhaging money on the high, recurring monthly costs of proprietary software licenses.
Which adds up so fast.
So fast. And you get to utilize a beautifully customized, highly intelligent tool to manage your revenue. But above all else, you win back your data sovereignty.
That's the
key. Your financial records, your client histories, and your hard-earned data belong solely to you, locked securely in your own vault.
And honestly, the barrier to entry for self-hosting has never been lower, thanks to containerization tools like Docker.
Right.
But you still have to take that first step toward independence.
And you don't have to navigate that transition in the dark. That is exactly where SafeServer proves its value.
They are the perfect partner for this.
They really are. SafeServer is there to help organizations untangle themselves from proprietary vendors.
Because it can be messy.
It can be. But you can commission SafeServer for consulting to figure out if Rachun is the perfect fit for your specific business needs, or, you know, if another comparable open source alternative might serve you better.
They'll find what works.
Right. They help you strategize the move, implement the tools, and ensure your new software runs flawlessly on their secure EU-based servers, which guarantees your compliance and data protection.
It takes all the guesswork out of it.
It really does. You can start the process of reclaiming your digital workspace today by visiting safeserver.de.
Empowering yourself means finding the right open source tools and, crucially, partnering with the right experts to maintain them.
Well said. We've covered massive ground today, moving from the surprisingly clever psychology of a raccoon mascot to the complex automated pipelines that ensure your invoices never crash.
It's been a fun ride.
It has. But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final provocative thought. We have been conditioned to accept that paying monthly rent just for the privilege of accessing our own business data is a law of nature.
Yeah, we just accept it.
Right, we hand over our credit cards to tech giants without a second thought. But if an open source project can give you total secure control over your entire financial billing system for free, what other critical parts of your life, your business, and your digital footprint are you currently paying a premium to surrender control over?
Good question.
Think about it.